Grace, mercy, and peace be yours. Through Jesus Christ, our precious Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I want to greet you this morning with a happy 4th of July. You know, July 4th only happens once in 7 years on a Sunday, so we get a special chance to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And do you know that today we are 245 years young? It really, America is a very young nation compared to the other nations of the world. But we are citizens of this fair land, and so we want to be good citizens and obey the laws and pray for our country, Lord have mercy, and on our leaders and all of that. And we want to be voting and active as good citizens. But we are also citizens of another country. Okay, you know that, don't you? The Bible says, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we await the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our mortal bodies so that they might be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the power whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. So we're citizens of America for a few short years. We're citizens of heaven for everlasting life. Shouldn't we be thinking more about heaven and our minds focused on heaven and wondering what about different things in heaven? Well, we're going to share a little bit about that today as we talk about, are there rewards in heaven? You should be interested in that. And we would like to begin with this thought. No doubt you've heard someone say, as they speak about the person who has departed this life, and they say, well, he's gone on to his just rewards. That's a common statement made by people here and there and everywhere. The speaker generally means this, that this person who is deceased was so good, so righteous, and so full of good works, he has earned and deserved heaven. Well, friends, you know well, don't you, from Scripture, that heaven is not a reward for anything that we do. Anything. So if anybody goes to their just rewards, they have gone on to that completely other, different place that we don't always like to talk about and think about. But that place is spelled H-E double hockey sticks. The Bible says, the wages of sin is death. Very clear that our sins deserve physical death, spiritual death, and eternal death. That's what we deserve. That should just, you know, frighten people to know that's what we all deserve. But the verse goes on. The free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Heaven and salvation is a free gift of God because Jesus earned it with his holy life, his sacrificial suffering and death, and his glorious resurrection. Praise God, he earned it for us. In one of our verses in the hymnal, we sing, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. So when you're building on Jesus, having an intimate relationship with your Savior, you get a foretaste of heaven. Now I ask you, do you have that assurance of heaven? Do you have that assurance? If not, you're not totally sure, you're in grave danger, and you need to correct that now, soon, because you don't want to be caught off guard. Yes, we are saved by the grace of God alone, his undeserved love toward us, through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Our salvation in heaven is a free gift and not a reward for anything that we do. However, there are three great heresies in the world in this regard, and we all need to be aware of these heresies that are really floating around. The first one is this. There are lots of people who believe they're going to heaven because they're good. I mean, really, this might surprise you, but people really think, I'm good, I'm righteous, I'm better than so-and-so, I'm going to heaven, I'm good, I'm smart. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. All have sinned and fallen far short of the glory of God. So we got our work cut out for us in our witnessing to help people understand no one's going to heaven because they're good. Then another heresy is this one. People believe in Jesus, and then they go to the other extreme, and they disparage good works. They say, I believe in Jesus. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to give. I don't need to get involved. And they minimize good works, which is a serious error. Then a third heresy is this one. Many people believe in Jesus and say you must do good works to earn heaven, to be saved. And that is the official, by the way, the official teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. So now the Bible says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for the doing of good works. Let's be clear on this. We are saved by God's grace alone, not saved by grace plus works. But once you are saved by God's grace alone, you will go to work. You have heard the statement, faith alone saves, but saving faith is never alone. It always flows forth in love for the Savior and gratitude to be an evidence of a person's living faith. And so we want to abound in love and good works. So now the Bible says heaven is not a reward for any good work that you and I do. It does say this. The Bible makes it clear there are rewards in heaven for believers who offer faithful service here below. And these rewards come out of God's grace, not because we earn them or deserve them. But God can do what He says He will do, and He fulfills every one of His promises. So listen to these scripture passages. If what He has done survives, He will receive His reward. That's a part of our text for today, 1 Corinthians 3:14. He will receive His reward. Jesus says in the last chapter of the Bible, behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. But we go on. Jesus again says, for the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and then He will reward each person according to what he has done. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. You can actually be storing up treasures in heaven. And we'll explain that as we go along. A couple more verses. If anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. And whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. And I could easily give you a dozen more passages that say the same thing in different places of the Bible. But again, I want to make the point, when God gives rewards, He does so out of His undeserved love and grace, not because we did so good. And when you and I do good works, let's never be saying, oh, what am I going to receive in return? What is God going to give me if I do this? That would destroy the whole purpose. The Bible says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. So on Judgment Day, how will it be for you? Will you receive rewards or will you suffer loss? St. Paul would tell us in our text that it's very important that all of our life be built on the foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. The text says, "Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So, dear friends, we're building on Christ, the solid rock on which we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. He's the firm foundation. You love Him. You want to know Him more. You want to be in an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, how you build on this foundation is very important. The text goes on to say, "If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, or wood, hay, straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work." So you can be building with gold, silver, and precious stones, or wood, hay, straw. Gold, silver, precious stones easily pass through the fire. Wood, hay, straw are quickly burned up. Well, what makes for a work that is wood, hay, and straw? Well, the Bible would tell us God is always looking at our hearts. Man looks on the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. He says, "I want to know what's the motivation. Why do you do what you do? I want to know the intent, the integrity, the sincerity of the heart. Are you doing this for the glory of God or for vainglory, self-glory?" So when we do a good work, but it's done sloppily, half-heartedly, grudgingly, complainingly, lazily, criticizingly, it can be a good work, all right, but it will be burned up like wood, hay, and straw before God. He looks at the heart. So God looks at the attitude. Then also, if a person says, "Well, I'm a Christian, but then is living outside God's will, living in sin, not repenting of it," that person is building with wood, hay, straw. Or if a person says, I believe in Jesus, but then believes things contrary to God's word or doctrines and teachings that aren't found in God's word, then that would be wood, hay, and straw. For example, I know of a Christian who said to me, "I believe the unbeliever, when they die, they get a second chance from God." I said, "Where'd you get that?" He says, "I just feel that's the way God would do it. That's what my reason tells me." Well, see, his reason is outside of the word. It's wood, hay, and straw when people hold on to things like that. But if a person is building on the Lord Jesus, giving glory to God, wanting to be faithful, generous, loving, doing good works wherever possible, that person is building with gold, silver, and precious stones and will receive a reward. Now, what kind of rewards does God give? Well, I want you to know, friends, that some of the things about heaven are incomprehensible to us. And it's really hard because we can't imagine what heaven's going to be like. Someone has said, we know about 10% about heaven and 90% is unknown because it's yet ahead of us. The Bible says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him." You see, it hasn't even entered into our hearts the things that God has yet in store for us. It gets my goat when I hear radio and TV preachers talk about heaven and they say, "You want to know what heaven's like? Well, I'll tell you. If you're a golfer, you got the best golf courses in heaven. And if you're a fisherman, boy, you're going to be catching those big whoppers. And if you like Mexican food, oh, you're going to have the best burrito ever." This is ridiculous. So mundane This is so lowly. It hasn't even entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But I want you to know one thing. There are many, many, many members of this congregation who will receive fantastic rewards. I'm telling you, they are so faithful. You see, as a pastor, I have a pastoral eye, and I see the faithfulness. I see the self-sacrificing. I see the humbleness. I see the loyalty. I see willingness to go over and above. And this just is amazing. It's wonderful. I'll give you an example. I think when Pastor Rich tells us that during the pandemic, the last 15 months, even though our attendance dropped, the offerings remain the same. As a pastor, I say, this is incredible. This is truly amazing. This is of God. Look at the people who keep the mission going, who keep the ministry alive here with their faithful prayers and offerings. That would be an example. But let's go on to talk about, is there anything specific mentioned in the Bible that God will give a reward for? Yes, there are. There are five different things you need to be aware of. Let's go through them briefly. First, those who are persecuted and reviled for Christ's sake will receive a reward. Jesus says, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." People who study this matter of persecution tell us that more Christians have died for the faith in the last 100 years than in the last 1900 years. It's really getting worse. There are 50 nations of this world that are so hostile to Christianity. They're communistic nations and Islamic nations. If you're in Islam and you convert to Christianity, your life is at stake. And the Lord says, but a person who's willing to suffer and die for me will have a great reward in heaven. Go on here. Second, those who exercise good stewardship of their time, talents, and income. We're all just stewards. We don't own a thing. We just manage what God puts into our life. And we want to be good stewards of time, talent, and income. Bible says, well done, good and faithful servants. You've been faithful with a few things that I gave you here on this earth. I'll put you in charge of many things in heaven. Come and share your master's happiness. Again, we don't do good work saying, what am I going to get in return for this? No, we just do it out of love for the Savior. We're so happy for our wonderful salvation. Okay, those who exercise Christian hospitality and generosity. Here's a verse we saw once. We'll repeat it again. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his rewards. So let's continue to be gracious people with hands, welcoming hands out for all people and loving people and being generous and helpful in every time of need, and you will certainly not lose your reward. Now, those who love their enemies, Jesus says these very words, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back, then your reward will be great. See, the human nature says if you got an enemy, you just get even, or you turn your back and you reject them. Jesus says, but if you love them, pray for them, do good for them, you will not lose your reward. He's teaching us about an attitude that we are to have as we go forth in life. Then, those who are faithful in obeying the Great Commission, and you all know what the Great Commission is, go ye therefore and make disciples. God would encourage us to be good witnesses wherever we go in word and deed. The Bible says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Well, friends, how will it be for you on that day when the Lord Jesus comes in power and in great glory with all his holy angels? How will it be for you? Will you receive a reward or will you suffer loss? If you're building with gold, silver, and precious stones on the Lord Jesus, your Savior, you'll receive a reward. If you're building with wood, hay, straw, you'll suffer loss. So then be a wise builder, not unwise. Let's say, Lord, I love you. I renew my relationship with you today. You are my one and all. And now out of love for you who saved me from sin, death, and the devil, I just want to do good wherever I go. I want to love and help and serve and give and be full of good works. And he has promised you everlasting rewards. Listen to these words. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for what good he does, whether slave or free. I mean, friends, there it is on black and white. If what I'm teaching and preaching to you today sounds new, it's in God's Word, and it's all over the Word of God. I'm telling you what motivation there is for all of us to be the best that we can be. Saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus, now we want to go forth and make it happen. And we want to give and help and serve. And there are wonderful rewards that the Savior has promised. And he never goes back on his promises. So let's go forth and do all to the glory of God out of love for this Savior who says to us, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you unto myself, that you may be where I am. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's rise to sing.